weekend we took an important step in that direction, towards moving serious chemical weapons under international control so that they can be destroyed.
That's the president talking about those weapons, as he clearly said, and what was happening as to the stockpiles of those. And this is right before the UN report is released on what they found and what they believe to be true, because so much of it was scattered to the wind and they didn't have a lot of time to examine five different sites. But that's not what people are talking about. Syria knocked off of the front page, if you will, and into a back page. It was all about Washington and the Navy Yard. And if you missed it, what a nightmare it was. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, once again, we begin this show with heartache and pain. The heartache, the pain, the tragedy of it all is the fact that you had a man who went into the Navy Yard, in the Naval Yards, in Washington, D.C., and surprised way too many people when they thought they were safe from something like a rampage from a lone wolf shooter. Immediately, people jump to the conclusion it's terrorism, and that's what the motive is. The motive still unknown. We do know that 12 people were killed, 8 people were hurt, and the shooter himself, Aaron Alexis, was killed in a hail of gunfire. The people who were shot and killed ranged in age from 48 all the way up to 75. And why and how and all the details in between are what everybody's talking about. The security, the security, the security. How did Aaron Alexis get to the position where he found himself that he could have his cachet of a couple of different weapons and be able to just shoot anyone in his way? The response was pretty quickly. People got there. In other words, first responders were there within 7 minutes, but 7 minutes, a lot of damage can be done, and that's exactly what happened. The thought is, I have two friends who work for the Navy, not at the Naval Yards in Washington, but of course, they were being briefed on what was happening. The thought is that the way that he brought the weapons in was through his car, because often on the lots you're cleared to go in and they're not checking your cars with the mirrors and everything that they do. You can bet that they're going to start doing that, and you can bet that the government overall will be in a high alert situation, if you will. So the things that they weren't doing, they'll suddenly start to do, but that doesn't help the families of the people who were killed. The guy, Aaron Alexis, who found himself in this position on the Washington Naval Yards where he opened fire, was somebody who was troubled. He worked as a, he's a former Navy vet who worked for a defense contractor called the Experts. He had a military-issued ID card and security clearance, one step under top secret. And so he was starting work as a civilian in the Naval Yard. And he didn't work other than working at killing people. So, unfortunately, nobody saw this coming. Even people who saw some cracks in the armor with Aaron Alexis didn't think that this was something that he was capable of. He was supposedly practicing Buddhism. And while he had a hair-trigger temper, nobody thought that this is something that could ultimately happened with him, and unfortunately it did. Hey, coming up this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk more about what could have been done and what should have been done, and, can you blame this on the military? Can you blame it on government? Can you blame it on bad vetting? Where do we point the finger as to how this happens? Is it just a shocking, unbelievable thing? Is it something that could have been prevented? Is it more security? You have somebody that gets in a base, Hassan opens fire, kills people who were going to go to war. You have now another guy who used to be in the Navy, was a reservist. He was in the Navy from 2007 to 2011, that he gets himself clearance and then just decides he's going to go for it. And there was as far as we know, no relationship to any of the people that he shot and killed. So 2007 to 2011, as I said, he was a Navy reservist. He shot through a neighbor's yard, scared that neighbor to death many, many years ago. And there are a couple of other things that he was picked up for doing. And obviously this didn't matter when he was being contracted out. They probably saw the Navy background and boom, that was it. Who knows what the kind of clearances that they would have to, he would have to go through to ultimately work there. I mentioned coming up, we had some other things that were happening on the show, and that includes more conversation about Obamacare and is it really going to turn into a single-payer system here in the United States. And we visit with an old pal who has plenty to say about what he calls the death spiral, Dr. David Hochberg, and he talks about some of the specific reasons why he thinks that. It's not so much a political thing, but there's much more to it as to how we find ourselves in a situation like the healthy versus the not so healthy and these crazy health exchanges and what isn't working and what hasn't even been set up yet and how many healthy people will opt out while how many people who are sick and have much more problems will decide to opt out or in of this. Most of them, the ones that are sick, will try to opt in. So therefore, the exchanges and the rates are going to be all over the board. Certainly nothing near affordable, I think, for most of the people who were hoping or thought that's what they were going to get, but were sold a bag of goods. If you want to be part of the show, you know you can always chime in. Do you blame this on anyone as far as the lack of security at the Navy Yard? If you were going to pin it somewhere, who would you pin it on? You would think, for goodness sake, that it wouldn't be that hard to have tougher security with the clearance and everything else. I mean, especially that part of it. Before somebody comes to work and they know they're going to be working on the naval base, why wouldn't they jump through hoops to make sure that they went through the entire process? They just didn't rubber stamp it. It just has that feel of, yeah, that's good. Uh-huh, that's good. Just, you know, one after another. And this was a bad choice. Whoever made this choice, this was the wrong choice to make. Could they have possibly known that he would have gone off? Of course not, and that's not what I'm saying. Just saying that there would have to be a way to secure, I would assume, the naval yards, or at least do a better job of it. And that didn't happen this time around. So if you want to throw in 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, hang with me. More to come on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Seven to years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Washington, D.C. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us on ATN. Sad story. Thoughts and prayers certainly go with those families. But how many clearances is too many clearances? The government is so huge, especially you think of, there's the Naval Yard so exposed, 3,000 people working there. Top security clearances for people who have records of problems, and then ultimately easy access. And once you get the easy access, then Danger Will Robinson, unfortunately, it turned into a manic, sad, depressing Monday that ripped apart that naval yard, and more people could have ended up victimized, but 12 traumatized the first responders by what they saw. Just very, very sad. And I'm going to say there has to be some accountability, right? So who's accountable overall for the Naval Yard and the specific moving parts of the Navy Yard? Who, you know, the suspected shooter, Aaron Alexis, the guy suspected of killing a dozen people in Washington, had the clearance to be where he was. So could that have been prevented? Maybe not. Can't always say it. Said it before, there is no 100%. If you can prove to me there's 100%, then we need to meet up and talk, because there is no, under the best of circumstances, 100%. Let's go to RC in Illinois. Mr. RC, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, my dear. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Anyway, what my whole problem with all of these things, just like Fort Hood, and then today,
Mm-hmm.
These are U.S. government, naval, and or army institutions. They're forts, really, in some degrees. Why are some of these people armed? I mean, Fort Hood was able to walk in and just shoot innocent, just like lambs at slaughter.
I know.
Now, some of these people wouldn't be able to turn around and return fire. I don't understand why, especially in the state of affairs this country's in now. I mean, you know, in other words, okay, so somebody, as Ricardo used to say, explain that to me.
I agree. Explain that to me. Why, if we're saying that we need to beef up certain things, well, then beef that up, for goodness sake.
I mean, it's not like it's the local Walmart.
Yes.
You know,
I agree.
The vetting process for this stuff, it's almost like, okay, let's throw the lottery tickets on the floor and pick them up.
Yeah.
You know, it's utterly ridiculous. And it's sad that these people lost their lives. Now, whether armed people, who knows? This guy might have shot that fast. We do not know. But I believe that if somebody, if let's say 40% of the military personnel
mm-hmm.
and just a modicum of qualified individuals who are contractors there were armed, I don't think people would just randomly come in there and start shooting at people. Now, maybe I'm naive and I'm stupid, but that's what drives me crazy.
No, I agree with you. I think of, you know, I think of even RC when I've been in other countries, and I think of the armed personnel I saw in Ecuador and whatever. Trust me, nobody was trying to do that in Ecuador. I mean, listen, not a communist country, different set of laws, but for goodness sake, we have other places where people are armed. Why wouldn't we? I that doesn't make any sense to me. That has to change. I think that's fair to have people in strategic places.
Of course. And then, we're armed in this country anyway. That's fine. That doesn't mean everybody's got to be an armed person on the street.
Yeah.
But in a military institution, give me a break. I mean, pot shops are just kind of unarmed, innocent people. Like I said, it's not the Walmart, it's not the local store, it's not the JCPenney's. You know, in fact, probably some of those stores, the security personnel probably more armed than what these people were.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating to me, especially after Fort Hood, where, Army personnel are sitting there in some type of auditorium where this guy could just go in and randomly start shooting. And it took a police officer to go in there to start to bring this guy down. To me, that's a crime.
Yeah, I think
so. Somebody ought to go down for that.
Yeah, RC, I agree with you. Thanks so much for the call. I agree. I think that what he said is right. Why, when I asked the accountability question, why, you know, like I said, there's no 100%, but why isn't there somebody or enough people there where they have the potential to bring somebody down in another building or whatever, meaning there's some kind of a rampage? I mean, for goodness sake, what would the targets be anyway? If we were really saying what are the targets, well, look around. Fort Hood was the perfect example for, you know, Hassan to open fire and do what he did and then yell out Allah Akbar, and here he was with the military, and people had said there was problems with him in the past. They ignore the red flags. Nobody wants to say anything. Then look what happens. There is no way you can know. There could be someone that has problems, but there's no way you can know, oh, this is a guy who is going to try to shoot people. It'd be great if there was an alarm that went off. Here's the nut. This is the guy. He's off the rails. Look out. I don't think that, unless somebody has specifically spelled it out, said what they were going to do or whatever. But if this goes to the whole thing, it's like when we're saying if somebody's there that's armed, 7 minutes to respond, then maybe you cut that time down to 2.5 minutes. Maybe you cut that time down to 1.5 minutes. Who knows, wherever the person would be or persons that would be around that would be armed and would be able to immediately respond, and how many more people are saved. So ultimately, somebody's responsible for the security of the base. You know, who is who is the major domo who, under their watch, found out that all these people were, you know, didn't find out, but all these people were sitting ducks. And they were. That's what happened. Because I'll say it again, he had a security clearance just right underneath top secret. And he was starting to work at the yard as a civilian. So he planned this out. He knew he was hot and was ready to do something. He was angry at the world for whatever reason. So he got his clearance and he was going to go on the base and wreak havoc. He was gathering guns together, but nobody else knew that this was happening. But on the base, could they have brought him down sooner? I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to agree with RC if they had people in place. So once again, of course, what happens on a tweet, somebody, a Russian lawmaker, taunts our country as we are reeling from what happened in this mass shooting in the shipyard. And what he said was, it's an example of an American exceptionalism, saying, you know, new shooter at the Navy headquarters in Washington, lone shooter, seven corpses, no one is surprised. American exceptionalism. That was Alexei Pushkov who wrote that. That was the translation of the tweet, rather, I'm sorry. That was the translation of the tweet, right? So, and what he's referring to, it was Pushkov, what he was referring to is that that's what President Obama talked about in a speech to the country about intervening in Syria. So he threw it in his face. Oh, my, oh, my. And this was the perfect thing to say. Yeah, how about that? Wow. And that's an easy thing to do, isn't it? To look around and say, well, there we go again. Here we go again on our own turf, on our own turf in a place where people who were just coming to work on Monday shouldn't have been subjected to what happened. Those that escaped, and for goodness sake, of course, those that were ultimately it. We're talking about health care in this country and where we're headed with the health exchanges. That's coming up next here on ATN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Times here on America Tonight. So many of you have sent me letters concerned about what's going to happen with health care and what does it mean when Obamacare and the exchanges are set up for you, for some of the younger people in your family, and for some of you who fall in that category of where you're 25, 26. So joining us again, Dr. David Hochberg, and he, of course, is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. And you call it, Doc, you say it's a death spiral. That's kind of where we're at when it comes to people in that age where we're talking about 18 to 34. And part of this is that whole thing about, okay, now we're going to have these subsidies, and isn't this going to be attractive for so many people to be able to do, to grab onto these, to be able to grab into these health exchanges. But where you've got people who are healthy and they're young, they're probably going to say, forget it, they're going to opt out, versus what happens when you have older people. So it's kind of a mixed bag, and we're getting closer to the dates when this is going to be implemented, and I think there's a lot of confusion over this. What are you hearing, which you wrote about what I said, the death spiral?
Well, along with a colleague, Sean Parnell, I just released a second study looking at some of the incentives that people are going to face on the Obamacare exchanges. And with this new one, I again find that the incentives make the exchange less attractive for the young and healthy, you know, basically the age range of 18 to 34. And this one actually shows that it tends to make it more attractive for people, you know, who are likely to be older and are older and likely to be sicker, sort of in the 51 to 64 age range. And so, you know, what you're creating there is this, you know, set of what the exchanges have created is this set of incentives where it's discouraging younger, healthy people from joining, more likely to attract older, sicker people, and, you know, that's basically a recipe for a death spiral where the younger and sicker drop out. The price goes of insurance goes higher. Just becomes more expensive to insure that the group on the exchange, and, you know, eventually the insurance pool becomes one that's just very expensive to cover, and the price of insurance is really only attractive to people that are older and sicker.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, that was the whole idea, and I think that's where I was trying to say at the beginning, where the confusion lies, that some people think, oh, well, this is going to be cheap, and this is great, and it's going to work, but you have to have, as you're explaining, you have to have a lot of people in that pool, and you have to have some healthy people in that pool, and then there are states also that still haven't set this up, am I right?
Well, basically, the states have two options. They can set it up themselves, and about 16 or 17 states and Washington, D.C. have decided to take that route. And the other basic route is let the federal government do that, which over 30 states have, about 30 states have gone that route. And so we're still waiting to see how the exchanges that are going to be run by the federal government are going to work. And we don't really have any data on the likely premiums, the cost of the premiums for the health insurance that will be sold on the federal exchanges. We do have a fair amount from the ones that have been set up by states and so forth. And basically what my study looked at was, in fact, 15 different Obamacare exchanges. And basically what we found is that while a lot of people are, you know, in theory eligible for a subsidy to help pay for health insurance on the Obamacare exchange, in practice a lot of them won't be getting one. And this is most likely to happen, again, with the younger, healthier people, the 18 to 34 age range, than older people. And just to, you know, provide a little some specifics here to, you know, help understand how the exchanges work. Basically, if you qualify for the exchange and your income is below 400% of the federal poverty level, which is about just under $46,000 a year for an individual, you would qualify, you're supposed to qualify for some type of subsidy to help you pay for the premium.
Mm-hmm.
But when we analyzed the data, what we found is that in 11 of those 15 exchanges for younger people, the subsidies actually stop before you get to the federal poverty level of only 300%, or about $34,500 a year. And in fact, the lower the age gets, the worse it actually gets. And the worst case was actually Minnesota, where if you're in the 18 to 20 age range, the subsidies stop at only 177% of the federal poverty level, or about $20,400. So basically what you're creating here is, again, with the subsidies is a lot of younger people are going to pay full price for their premiums. They're not going to be getting any help. And, you know, again, it's just going to make it the exchanges less attractive for younger and healthier people, and hence, you know, discourage them from joining. And, you know, that's sort of the beginnings of a potential death spiral.
Yeah, so ultimately, what do you think happens? It just kills the whole system, and then what do we end up with in this country? And how long do you think that takes, by the way?
It will probably take a few years. These things, you know, tend to go in, it takes some time. The experience of some states that had reformed their market, similar to Obamacare, although not exactly the same, and reform their individual, well, reform is the wrong word, but basically pass laws in the early 90s with regulations in their individual markets similar to Obamacare. It took a few years, but within about 5 years there, their markets had become, you know, insurance prices had gone way up. You know, the insurance pools had shrunk. A lot of people dropped out. It'll probably take, about 4 to 5 years to really, you know, hit the point where, yeah, we know we've hit a death spiral.
Yeah. You're working on a book called Medicare's Victims, How the U.S. Government's Largest Healthcare System Harms Patients and Impairs Physicians. You and I have talked about this before. As we start to creep further and further and deeper into this, what do you think happens with those family doctors?
Well, if you're referring, I assume you're referring to primary care physicians.
Yeah.
Well, Medicare does a number of things to, I think, make it harder for primary care physicians to, you know, basically stay in medicine. One is I don't think it basically doesn't pay them enough. It imposes a lot of overhead on them in terms of doing coding and filling out paperwork. And, you know, look, a lot of what primary care physicians do probably doesn't really cost much more than $50 to $200. And to really have to fill out paperwork for small expenses like that, it eats into your income very quickly. And I suspect Obamacare is really going to speed up that process. I suspect there's going to be more paperwork required, and I think Medicare under Obamacare will probably do more to in the long run drive out primary care physicians.
Yeah, the and I'm sure in this undertaking, as I said, in what you were just talking about there, when you talk about Medicare, ultimately, you know, some people feel, Doc, we go in the opposite direction, and ultimately it becomes just this one-payer thing, boom, like we see our friends in Canada, and we just re-rack everything. Ultimately, 5-6 years down the road, that's what it looks like. Do you think, really, with politically the tug-of-war over this, that we end up in that situation with the single-payer deal?
Well, I sure hope not, but, you know, hope is not a strategy. of course it's possible. When this thing, when Obamacare, you know, sort of self-destructs, as it certainly seems to be doing, but when it, you know, really reaches that, you know, the sort of critical point where, it's clear to everyone it's a failure, I suspect that the supporters of Obamacare, those on the political left, will say, see, this just shows that markets don't work. And, you know, what we need is more government policy. And they will push for probably for single payer. I mean, we've even seen, you know, Senator Harry Reid recently say that, you know, this was a potential step towards single payer. That said, there is certainly a big opportunity here for those who favor free market approaches if Obamacare does more or less implode. To say, look, this shows that, you know, government interference does not work. What we need to do is move more toward market-based solutions. That's what's going to, drive down healthcare costs, which is going to, what's going to bring in the innovators and so forth, and that's going to make healthcare more affordable for everyone, not, more government interference. And, hopefully conservatives will should arise to that challenge, if you will. I certainly hope that, I plan to be working on it. That's for certain.
What's the target date for the book, Doc, to come out?
I know. This is the second time I've gotten this question just today. And I don't know yet. I'm shooting for some time next year, but I'm getting this question more and more, so I really got to bear down and get it finished. That's about the best I can do on that.
There
question.
We go. We look forward to it. All right, Dr. Hochberg, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight again.
Well, thank you very much. And for those of you who want to read the new study, it's right near the top of our website at nationalcenter.org.
Great. Thanks for that, Doc.
Thank you.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiasts, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Dead, that's where we start. We can count, but we're talking about flood damage that could possibly topple over into 1 point something billion. We don't even know at this point. We're talking about Colorado. You had the June wildfires that was some of the costliest and some of the worst in the state's history. And now historic floods, northern Colorado, expected to not only hit the residents, thousands, more than 11,000 people that were evacuated, 1,500 homes, but also it's expected to hit others outside of the area because of things that have happened in the state. So $1 billion is almost a conservative estimate. It could be a lot higher than that. It's going to be an economic blow for sure because you've got houses and stores and tourist areas that are covered in mud. And you think of it, you think of some of the places, some of the areas, like Estes Park that was hit by, Estes Park Trail that was hit by the floods and, some of the Boulder area too as well. They said the Rocky Mountain National Park added close to $200 million to local economies annually, and about 2,700 jobs were created because of that. So you have these towns outside of the national park that will just dig out and do the best that they can and try to cut their losses. But economically, at least $1 billion to get back on the feet. Wow. Speaking of getting back on its feet, Costa Concordia, remember that ship? 20 months ago, it ran aground off of the coast of Giglio, Italy, and finally they were able to upright the ship. Wow, they used pulleys and cables and steel tanks, and they rolled the 114-ton ship off the rocks where it smashed, as I said, 20 months ago. How about that? Incredible. It's going to go off now to be ultimately scrapped for what it's worth, but it took such a long time. The ship would have to have major work and repair, but at least it's clear and it's taken away. It was such an eyesore for that long of a time period as they were figuring out what to do, then ultimately started to work on it. And this was a rough thing that happened as well with the ship, because remember, 32 people died of the 4,200 that were on board the ship. There were a bunch of Americans that were on it. And it's cost for this maritime salvage op, you know, for the operation to get this uprighted, this cruise liner, taken $800 million. Wow. $800 million. Hundreds of people, dozens of companies, lots of people collaborating on how to pull it up. And in the end, with the technicians and the salvage master who was there, they did it. They did it. So many things could go wrong with what they were even trying to do, but it worked, which is a good step in the right direction, because now they can slowly move the ship away. They can slowly start to do that, and that's what they're already doing. It would have to be weird for the people in that town, because at some point they would probably have gotten, I think, used to seeing this oddity that was right there off their shores. Sinkholes, sinkholes, and more sinkholes. Florida, boy, I'm telling you, can't get away from it. You know, now it used to be I'll sell you some swampland. I'll sell you some land, and let's hope there's no sinkholes that will emerge on this. And it's happened in all kinds of different residential areas. This time it's at Mount Dora in Lake County, Florida. They just threw up yellow caution tape so that people wouldn't get too close. But 8 different apartment units, the people had to be forced out to move. Engineers are inspecting the building at the Hampton Villas Apartments. And they think it's a sinkhole, but could it be a structural problem? They're looking at that to make sure that they nail it. But it's not looking good. This whole sinkhole thing is starting to sink into the minds of the people that have to respond, that this is pretty serious business. If you have a sinkhole that's slowly but surely creeping up to the place where you put your head at night, and it's good people are looking for that and are a little bit more aware, so they don't end up in that, you know, so they don't end up in that same situation where they're trying to figure out, when did this sinkhole appear? How did this get here, and how do we get rid of it? And how do we stop this and get rid of it is the part that's so, that is so, so tough. But the sinkhole thing is a serious threat, or so it would seem anyway, in these areas in Florida. And we've heard of sinkholes before and we've seen them before, but not at the rate that they're popping up. Not at the rate that they're popping up. We have not seen that. All right, some people aren't concerned about money and mortgages and insurance and floods. What a life. The life of Riley, they say, some lead. But the Campbell Soup heiress sold her mansion as Newport is becoming a city on the map. Newport, Rhode Island, was the place where all the rich people used to go in this country. The Astors, the Vanderbilts, the Whartons, all of those people, they would socialize and sail and all that sort of stuff. So now apparently with the sale of the spread, Wildacre sold for $14 million. It's the third most expensive home ever sold in Newport, Rhode Island. And the heiress, by the way, is Dorrance Hamilton, who has a 14-room mansion that was built in 1902 for Albert Olmsted, the brother of Frederick Law Olmsted, who designed Central Park. There's a little bit of history. Rough, huh? So $14 million. If you're curious as to how big this house is, 8,180 square feet. Lots to look at, that's for sure. People are paying big bucks for the view. If that's what they're going for, you would have to think that's what it is. Because why would they cough up that kind of money if not? You know, all the stuff that we talked about that we put in capsules and that what would you want to ultimately go to the moon? What would you do if you had a time capsule you could place on a NASA, future NASA vehicle? Well, a Virginia company is making its debut as the space station delivery service. The lone American aboard the orbiting lab is counting on a stash of chocolate. The NASA astronaut Karen Nyberg said she can't wait for this weekend's arrival of a new cargo ship. It'll be the first shipment by Orbital Sciences to the International Space Station. So she says, we're humans. We get very excited about the packages from home and some of the treats we might get. We're just like anybody else. So it looks like chocolate could be the name of the game and is probably on the menu. That's a big hint. When you tell everyone who's listening in, you know, we really want some things in these care packages, especially, oh, yeah, if you could find us some chocolate, maybe some dark chocolate and maybe some milk chocolate, that'd be great. So she's probably going to get an absolute avalanche of the stuff. I would think. All right, taxes, collecting taxes. Ever wonder how much is collected? Well, the federal government raked in a record of over $2 trillion. What is a trillion? In tax revenue through the first 11 months of 2013. That goes from October 1st, 2012 through the end of August. Those figures, by the way, I didn't pull out of thin air. They're from the monthly Treasury statement. So that's about, it's up from about $285 billion from what it was the last time, what they took in through August, the August before that. So how about that? They're still accumulating a deficit in the first 11 months of 2013. It's $755 billion right now. $755 billion. Woo, what could you do with that kind of money? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.